just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again, if you could paint me a Birmingham.
Birmingham. Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal immigration agents say they arrested nearly 1,200 people in operations Monday. And ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, was on hand for a New York City arrest.
Noem is expected to witness other immigration enforcement actions as agents detain undocumented migrants targeted for deportation. New York City is one of several so-called sanctuary cities where federal authorities are conducting operations meant to expedite the removal of millions of undocumented immigrants.
There are major questions about the future of federal aid and grants after the White House Budget Office ordered all payments paused to review if they're consistent with President Trump's policies. Social Security and Medicare are exempt. It's not clear if the president has the authority to stop these payments, which have already been approved by Congress. Norfolk Southern's going to pay $22 million to the village of East Palestine, Ohio, to settle claims from the 2023 train derailment. This is ABC News. As security forces in Congo try to hold back rebels backed by neighboring Rwanda, there's violence in Congo's capital. Demonstrators attacking several embassies there, demanding they condemn the attacks by the M23 rebels. There's a new push to drill in Texas.
President Trump has summed up his own energy policy this way.
We will frack, 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 and drill, baby, drill. We're going to drill, baby.
The French company Total Energies wants to add 10 rigs to the 5 it already operates in Arlington, Texas, in the heart of a region where 6.5 million people live. What's wrong with that?
The pollution, the fumes, the noise, the lights, the traffic.
Ranjana Bhandari heads a grassroots organization which opposes new wells. The city council will vote on the matter next week. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Bird flu's driving up egg prices in the U.S., but they're only $3 a dozen in Canada. Experts say that's because Canada's poultry farms are spread out, protecting them from bird flu. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Info Breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Proposed legislation would return state employees to the office. The Republican measure would require all state employees to return to work in their physical offices by July 1st. Those whose job duties were already being performed off-site prior to March of 2020 are exempt from the proposed mandate. A survey of Wisconsin businesses finds support for tariffs on China. The latest Wisconsin employer survey by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce shows 86% of respondents to the semiannual survey support